Hey, millionaire babes, are you tired of being burned out, stressed out when it comes to your business and ready to finally make the money you desire? Well, I am here to help. I am Brianna Michelle, aka the Millionaire Babe, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year and now a million-dollar brand, helping you do the same. I help heart-centered people pleasers ignite their personal power and turn their dreams into dollars to live the life they've always imagined. Through sharing success stories and providing tips on marketing, mindset, and manifestation, it's time for you to step into our world and let's discover together your future millionaire babe self. Today, we are celebrating, oh my gosh, one of our amazing clients. Actually, we're celebrating her before she was a client. And that is Fabiola. Fabiola from Orlando, Florida. We are giving a huge shout out to you. And I want to share her story really, really quickly. And if you guys really want to watch the whole video of how she manifested $10,000, I'm going to put the link here in the show notes. So we want to give a shout out to Fabiola, who manifested $10,000 to invest in one of our programs, right? And I think that is a huge thing with most business owners that are starting out in business. It's kind of like, okay, it's like I need money to invest in my business to get started, but how do I find the money? How do I find the money so that I can get started in my business when my business isn't making money yet? And so I really wanted to give a shout out to Fabiola because she manifested $10,000 to jumpstart her business, her bridal wedding hair and makeup business. And I'm just so thrilled for her and for you, Fabiola. So we are giving her a shout out today. Again, you guys can listen to her whole entire story about how she manifested the $10,000. How her manifestation process worked, things and struggles that she had to go through, and realizations she went through in order to manifest the $10,000. I will leave the link below to her story. Now, on to today's podcast. We have a special guest today who went from five to seven figures. She is a million-dollar CEO. And we are tuning in to Caitlin Noseworthy today. Hello, hello, millionaire babes, and welcome to another episode of the Millionaire Babe podcast. Today, we are talking about my favorite topic, money. Money, 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 money. And we're talking about quantum leaping money. And I have such a beautiful, amazing, ambitious powerhouse woman right here that I'm staring at, Miss Caitlin Noseworthy. Am I pronouncing your name right? I want to make sure. Okay. I am so excited to have her on my podcast because I discovered her literally just maybe like a week or two ago. And it was instant, like BFF soul sisters. We were looking at each other's page like, oh, who is that? Who is that? I like what she's about. So I want to welcome you, Caitlin, to the Millionaire Babe podcast. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your quantum leaping story.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to chat with you face to face for the first time.
I know, right? I think we probably had a million Voxer messages first couple of days, just trying to get to know each other. And, it's like when you see somebody's Instagram, it's like, you know, if you have a connection, you know, It's just like when you're looking for a coach or when you're looking and seeking for inspiration, it's like, you know. And so what I really loved about you was what you were doing, you know, with your coaching business. But more importantly, I discovered that you had another business. You own a clothing boutique. And the reason why we're having you on here today is you don't just have a clothing boutique, but you quantum leaped your clothing boutique from five figures to seven figures in a matter of, what was it, a couple months?
Well, I would say like I've had my business for almost 4 years, but there was a time where like, I think it's like 2 years-ish where we went from the 5 to the 7.
That's amazing. So you're a millionaire. You run a million dollar business.
Yeah. So.
So I want to just hand the mic over to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, you know, what the clothing business is. I know people are really going to be excited to hear about it because I'm obsessed. I've already seen a couple of things that I'm like, oh, I got to have that. So share with the listeners a little bit more about you.
Okay. So I'm Caitlin. I am 28 years old. I am a mom of 2 that are age 2 and 4, and I have my 3rd child on the way in March. So I'm soon going to be a mom of 3. I am married to my best friend. I know, so cliche, but we are very close. He has recently started working for my company so that he gets to, you know, kind of have more like time freedom and not have to work in trades anymore, which was one of my huge goals with becoming a business owner. So we have a lot of different facets of the business. There's, like you mentioned, Saltwater Designs, which is my clothing business, which was started almost 4 years ago in my basement, while I was on maternity leave with my 1st child. And that's where I've seen the most growth, but it's also the business I've had the longest. So, we did 5 years in our 1st year, or 5 figures in our 1st year to multi 7 figures in our 3rd year. So, massive growth. We've brought on, I had up to 40 employees. There's been a couple of changes this month and things like that, but we're always growing into new markets and things like that. But so yeah, there's the clothing store part. I've also got a cafe, which is attached to my clothing store. It's a cafe and ice cream store. And we recently got into investment properties. So that's growing. And then, of course, I launched my coaching business this year. So I'm running my 1st program, which is a mastermind. And that's what I've got on the go.
Wow. So I didn't realize you actually have a brick and mortar shop.
Yeah. Yeah. So we obviously do e-commerce. We have the website that came first, the e-commerce. And then I realized quickly that like my area, like I live in Newfoundland. It's an island in Canada off the, in the North Atlantic Ocean. So I just like kind of took note of what my customers wanted. And a lot of them were asking for like, where is your store? They saw the website and the Facebook page. Like, where's your store? What are your hours? I'm like, we just have a website. This isn't a store. And I was like, okay, I think people here, like, even though e-commerce is huge in the world, here everyone's still very like traditional, likes to be able to go into a physical store, try things on, feel the fabrics, like order what they want on the spot versus just the e-commerce. E-commerce is great for reaching all over, you know, the world and Canada, but it's also great for, you know, with the pandemic, it's been really great having an e-commerce store, but people still crave that in-person shopping experience. So we like to cater to that as well.
That's awesome. And so when did the ice cream shop come? When did that come about?
Oh my God, I really should know this. Was it last summer or the summer before? It was 2020 in the fall, I think, or the end of the summer. It was actually like not the best timing to open an ice cream store because it was like the end of the summer, but that's just the way the timing worked with getting the new building open and things like that. So it's been like, yeah, we've had like a year and a half there. And yeah, that was just something that I always wanted to have. I just always loved the idea of having my own cafe and my own ice cream store. And there's like not a ton of ice cream places around here. So I thought it'd be cool to have my own, and we sell things like Dippin' Dots. I don't know if you know Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. You live in Florida. So that's where everyone from here like remembers Dippin' Dots from. They're like, oh, I always get them in Florida.
Florida.
So we do that, and we do like soft serve and coffees and things like that and bubble tea. And we're closed for the season right now, but we're reopening in the spring. So yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I have so many questions. It's like so many questions, but I know our viewers and listeners are going to want to know how. How did you, and I know that's a big question, so we can like dissect it, but, or compartmentalize it. But I know they want to know, how did you go from five figures to $1 million business?
So a lot of that was mindset work, of course, right? Of course, there's a mix between mindset and strategy, but I like to do things from like my gut. I act a lot from like my instincts. Obviously it took a long time to like tune into that and actually like listen. But I started working with my first coach back when I was still in my house, when my business was still in my basement. And she kind of like pushed me and like coached me out of all these blocks that I had. Like we all have these blocks, right? That come from like generational, whatever, like from your childhood. These are just the things you believe. And I did not even know what money blocks were. But then I found this coach through a friend, and she's like a local coach here. Success and, or what is it? Money in abundance, or success and abundance coach. I can't remember what she calls herself, but specifically just about that. And so I was like, okay, I could use this in my business. So she helped me get rid of a lot of the blocks that I had and really shift my mindset to be like more like growth minded and expansion, like all about that. So once I did that, once I started working on my mindset, I was able to then do things that I never thought I would do, like opening a store. That's a huge investment. Like all of my family and all of my friends were kind of like trying to talk me out of it. Just being like, you know, that's like a lot of money. Why would you pay somewhere that's 3 and 4 times your mortgage for a lease on a bricks and mortar store when you could just continue doing what you're doing out of your basement? You're doing great with this. Why do you need more? But I was like, that didn't make sense to me. I was like, why would I not want more? Like I was 24 years old at the time, or 25, I can't remember now. And I was like, okay, no, this can't just be the, like, this is it, you know, like I know I'm destined for more. So I was like, I can't make millions of dollars from this basement. Like maybe I could, but I'd have to work like 1 million hours a day. And, you know, hiring staff, that was a whole thing that people really like, it freaks you out to spend money on like staff when you're just so used to like being a sole proprietor and doing everything yourself and having control over quality and customer service and things like that. But it got to be like too much. And I was like, this isn't the life that I want to live. This isn't freeing. This isn't fun. This is like, you know, this is exhausting. So I identified all these challenges that I was having with my coach, and she kind of helped me shift my mindset so that I could make decisions that helped propel me towards my goal. And at the time, my goal was not to be a multimillionaire. I mean, I feel like everyone can say that, and like that might be everyone's kind of like goal, but it's like so far out of reach. But you know, at the time I was kind of just like, I had a couple of things where I wanted my husband to stay home more. Like we had a baby and I was kind of like raising her, you know, not alone. Like obviously he would come home, but he worked for like weeks away, like across the country. And then he'd come home for like a week or two. And so I was like, this is not the life that I want to live. So just making like little shifts. And then all of a sudden it just kind of became a multi seven figure business. Like I woke up and I was like, holy crap, like this is my life now. Like it's insane. But yeah.
Wow. Okay. So there's a lot of questions I have in that little couple things that you said that just I want to pull out. Mm-hmm. And the first thing you said was mindset and limiting beliefs or mind blocks that kind of prevent you from going forward. Would you say, like, what made you realize that you needed mindset help? Like, what was like one like block that you had that you couldn't see past, that you were like, oh, I think I need a coach to help me with this and get support?
Yeah. So honestly, like I was very, very new to, I'll just start with this, with the coaching world and this like woo-woo mindset world. Like it was very like, I was like, you guys are crazy. Like you're all just like, no, it just, it's not like traditional way of thinking, right? It's not what we're taught in school. We're taught in school to go work hard and get a good job. You know, we're not taught to like create these like dream lives. We're not taught that in school or university. So this was all new to me. And when like, it was actually my nail girl, the girl that I've been going to for like 9 years. She like kind of introduced me to this world. She was listening to like affirmations or like something from this coach, from my coach, Emily. And I was like, what is this? What are we listening to? Like, what are you doing? She's like, oh my God, actually, like, she's like, let me tell you about this world where, you know, like we do affirmations and we meditate and we like, you know, I'm like, okay, you're cracked. She's like, but these people are making like tons and tons of money from like shifting their mindset. I'm like, okay, you got me at money. I was like, let me just like, what is all this? You know, she's like, it's kind of like a bunch of business owners, like where, you know, it's like someone you can like lean on. There's like, she had this like community on Facebook that you could join. You know, where people just chat about like money and business and things like that. So I was like, okay, let me join that group. So then I joined the group and then I realized she was having an in-person event at like a local hotel. So I was like, okay, let's go to that and let's like see what this is all about. So I think like, you know, it was a very small, like local thing. So I think like 10 people showed up and then she kind of like started talking. And this was the first time I had ever heard people talk about the universe so openly and like higher powers and like mindset stuff. And I was like, okay, this is really weird, but I think I kind of like dig it. Like, I think
you like it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is like, these people are kind of talking my language. They're very spiritual. But at the same time, I was like I called myself atheist for a long time. Cause I was like, you know, I was like, I don't believe anything. Like we just die and there's no higher anything. Like you're just here to live and then die. And I was like, wow, what a really small way of thinking. So I was like very interested in this whole thing. And she did like a meditation and visualizations. I was like, this is so nice. Like, so I looked into her more and then I was like, you know what? I need to do some coaching. I think I need her like connected to me, like one-on-one. I was like, I need whatever she's offering. I need to work with her. And so I actually worked with her for a couple of years. I did her mastermind. I did group coaching. I did one-on-one. And I realized I was like, wow, like what is this whole world about? And she started like pulling all these judgments out of me and all these things that I didn't realize I was carrying. Things like, you know, back to my childhood where like my parents would be like, we can't afford that. We can't buy this at the grocery store. Like all we have is this. Money doesn't grow on trees. Like all these things that my parents were saying. And like, I felt like we always had money. My parents were business owners, but they were so like frugal and like, you know, we always had what we needed, but there was no more extra. It was always, we can't afford that. So I was like, oh my gosh, like that would always pop up. Like when I thought about like, you know, how I wanted to open a store, but I was like, no, I don't know if I can afford that. I don't know where the money's coming from. It's not in my bank account. So I guess that dream is crushed, you know, but she kind of helped me see that these were just blocks. These were just things that I had been carrying since my childhood from my parents' beliefs, who probably got them from their parents. And that if I wanted to expand and grow my business and expand my life and like do all these things that I just put on my Pinterest board, then, you know, I needed to shift my mindset and get rid of some of these blocks. And people like my parents, I don't even know that I like talk to them about this like openly. I mean, they obviously know that I'm doing well and things like that, but you know, these are things that you're kind of just like, you don't realize you're holding on to and that they're influencing the way you make decisions and the way you live your life. So since like working on those blocks, my life has literally quantum leaped from 5 to 7 figures. I was like on a 5-figure frequency back then. Now I'm on like a multi-7-figure and I actually like my higher self, I've named her 8-figure CEO, Caitlin. Like that's where I make all my decisions. Cause as you know, Brianna, like we make decisions yes. from the end goal. Right. So that's kind of where I am. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question too. When you made the decision, how was it like for you to make the decision to be like, yes, I realize that I need help with mindset. I probably should hire a coach. I want to expand. I like what I'm hearing. And then you heard the cost. Was your mindset already shifted at that point? Or were you like, nope, I'm going to just block it out. I'm going to pay in full and let's go.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously that's like always like scary. And I can't say that like, cause I've done many coaching programs. I've paid anywhere from like 5,000 to 100,000 a month for like coaching. Right. So, and it, you know, it gets easier because you're kind of like leveling up each time you do it. You're kind of like expanding with every time. But I mean, to say that I wasn't like, you know, oh my gosh, like that's a lot of money, I would be lying if I said I didn't like initially feel like that. But, and it's okay to feel like that. It's normal. We're human. But it's like kind of getting over like the fact of like, you know, like you realize that money is just like an energy exchange, right? So like, if I'm not paying for these services, then I'm not going to get out of it what I need to get out of it, right? Like I've done many free programs where I'm like, you know, I don't even show up. I'm like, who cares? It's free. Like, or even if it's a couple $100, I'm like, I'm not taking this seriously because to me, a couple $100 is like not that much money anymore. Like, you know, type thing. Like it's all about like, I guess, perspective and kind of where you are in your.
Yeah. And I think it's like, it's also expansion, you know, it's, I heard this, I heard this and it really resonated with me. And that was, it's not about the transformation doesn't happen in the actual doing the modules, watching the modules. It's like the transformation happens when you make the decision and pay for it.
Yeah,
that's the transformation. It is not in the doing the work, watching the modules. But yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Like I remember my first investment, my first coaching investment that I ever made, I think was, oh my God, it was for private coaching at the time. And it was, I want to say it was like close to $4,000 or something like that. And I was like, I thought I was losing my mind. I thought I was crazy losing my mind. And it never gets, you always have that feeling. It never, you're always going to be like nervous about any kind of investment, whether it's, you know, like $3,000 or like $20,000 or $100,000, you just get mentally, your mind is mentally exercised to know how to mentally prepare for that investment. Like it just,
yeah,
it's always going to be scary. You just get better and better at it as you go along, because your desire is expansion.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And I kind of look at it as like, I'm purchasing access to my next level, right? Like I'm literally buying a ticket, a one-way ticket into that next level. And like now if you're like, oh, the coaching is $10,000, like, I don't think I want a $10,000 coaching. It's probably not, it's probably like bargain, like to me, not to sound like, oh, like I, you know, can just throw money away. But to me, I'm like, no, like this is, it's just part of my self-image. It's part of my truth is that I have, like, I work with elite level coaches, right? Like, and I, you know, I get so much expansion from that, from like working exclusively with someone that not a lot of people like, you know, get the opportunity, but not a lot of people take it. Right. So like I'm doing something that other people aren't, which means I'm going to be someone that like, I never even like imagined was possible. Like however long ago. Right. That's why things are happening so quickly for me. I feel like is because I'm doing this stuff that people think is illogical, right? They're like, you're nuts. Like, why would you spend that kind of money on this? Why would you open a new store? Why would you open a new business? Like, do you really think, you know, people get in your head and then you get in your own head. So it's really just like realizing that, like, you know, to get on that frequency, I have to like drown out this noise and really just work from my end goal and only do things from that place.
Right. I love it. So share with us, let's say three things that you did in order to go from five figures to seven.
Okay. So first was definitely getting a coach. I like anytime someone asks me for advice, because obviously people reach out all the time, which is actually why I decided to enter the coaching world. Cause I was like, I need to make myself more available to help others with this stuff, because, you know, they just happen to know my story. Most of them are like local people who just have seen my success type thing and want to know, you know, how I got there. But it's having a coach, like really, because when you are like alone and isolated, that's when you get in your own head. That's when you think, you know, that things can't work out and you don't see the easy way. Whereas when you're like working with someone that you can lean on, who's literally you're paying them to be like on your team, you know, they give you perspective. So like you're able to see what you otherwise wouldn't see if you were just in your own head. So that's the number one thing that I would think propels you into success and reaching your goals, is just having people behind you who have the same goal for you, kind of thing. The other thing is like surrounding yourself with like-minded people. So like this mastermind that I have, you have your mastermind, and you know, we all know how great masterminds can be. So it's like, but even if it's not a paid mastermind, even if it's just other business people, like I found like joining the Board of Trade in St. John's, like where I live. And there's also ENLO, which is like an organization for women entrepreneurs across the province. Like really just networking with people who understand your struggles, because talking to your husband necessarily, or might not necessarily be the most effective thing. Like my husband's not a business owner. He doesn't think from that way, but he has other strengths, of course. They're just not, you know, entrepreneurial type skills. So for me to ask him and bounce ideas, like I don't always feel like I'm getting what I need to get out of, you know, what kind of advice I need. And then even asking my parents who are actually entrepreneurs, but they ran their business completely different than I do. And they had different lifestyle. Like they believed in the hustle and grind. So I don't believe in the hustle and grind. I really don't. I did that and it like got me so far, but not quantum leaping into multi-millions. So I believe things need to be done with ease and flow. So connecting with people who believe the same thing and can provide like sound advice versus just like opinions and judgments. So that's the second thing. The third thing, I don't know. I've never really been asked this question before, but I think it's just always like knowing that you don't know everything, and that if you stop learning and growing, you might as well be dead, really, right? Like if a plant stops growing, I don't know. I feel like people have used this analogy, but if a plant is not growing, it's dying, right? So it's just knowing that you don't know everything and being open to new ideas and new opportunities and new ways of thinking. That's where, you know, I feel like you'll see success, is when you're always learning type thing.
So I know a lot of people, I mean, I love that. So we have coach, being like-minded, surrounding yourself with like, get a coach, surround yourself with like-minded people. And the third one being knowing that if you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah. I love that. So like always learning something, always being open to learn something new.
I love it. I love it. I relate to that so much. Having a coach is, I remember too, when I first started coaching, I was like, what is this world? Like people do this. And then when I started really spending a lot of time on Instagram, I was like, holy cow, like this is a whole industry on Instagram. This is a whole new world over here on Instagram. You know, yeah, with all the coaching industry and everything that's going on and all the mindset and money coaches and manifestation coaches.
I feel like people are totally too like through the pandemic, especially, I feel like is where like collectively the world has realized that they like, you know, that we're like, when you're isolated, like forced to be isolated, like everybody in the world was at some point, you know, through the pandemic, that like we really crave like human connection and support, and like we all want growth. Like, you know, I feel like a lot of people really like the pandemic like kind of woke them up to like what they want in life. And so I feel like a lot of people either became coaches or invested in coaches or both, right? Like I feel like now that I am a coach, I actually feel like I need to have a coach even more, you know, because now it's like, like my mom actually said, she's like, okay, so now that you're doing this, you don't need to spend money on a coach, right? Because you know, because you're a coach now, you're like the teacher. I'm like, oh my God, you do not get it. It's like, God love you. But like, no, I need that even more now, because like, again, like I'll never stop learning. Like I need those people around me, like, you know, kind of like helping me expand even more and grow as a coach. So
yeah. I mean, I find it too. It's especially when you have clients as a coach, it's almost like your clients are going to want more. You have to have a coach. You know, I always say when you're looking for a coach, the first question to ask is, do you personally have a coach? Because you have to be expanding in order to help expand your clients. So I totally, totally resonate with that. So I have a few more questions. So I'm like the question queen. I always have really good questions. So how? Explain to them, and I know the answer to this. Obviously, you and I are coaches, are friends. Mm-hmm. That's how we discovered each other. So mm-hmm. I know the answer, but I really want you to share the answer with the listeners. And that is, okay, how? Like, how did you get to seven figures? Mindset, right? We know it's mindset, but like, can you go into details? How? Explain the how. And I know this is a tough question. I mean, I think, so for me, my quantum leaps that I've had from this mindset work has been a unstoppable clarity. Like for me, it's been seeing clarity, because I feel like with life's noise and life's just life in general, like we can allow so many mind blocks come into our brain and prevent us, or other people's opinions, and really being able to tune that out has really provided me with like unshakable clarity into knowing this is what I need to do now. Now I need to do this.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, like that's obviously like an amazing strength that helps propel your business. I wouldn't say that's the same for me. Obviously, I've been working on clarity, and meditation really helps me get there, and journaling and kind of like trying to keep my eye on the prize type thing, working from the end goal. That's actually something that I only like recently kind of like became aware of, because I used to really depend a lot on other people's opinions, like about the dumbest things, like the littlest tiny things. I'd be like, need an opinion on everything. And obviously we know that's like, you know, like we need to know ourselves, like, and make decisions with conviction and really just feel confident in what we're doing. But I would say like one of the natural strengths that I've kind of just had that has really helped like propel into seven figures is that I'm a really fast decision maker. And now I feel like if you ask my parents or like my husband, they might say like, they might call that irrational, that I'm a very irrational decision maker and I can be illogical sometimes, but actually I see that as a strength. And I think like Kathleen talks about it in her book too, like how making decisions quickly is really a huge skill when you're, you know, kind of trying to quantum leap and reach your goals quickly. Sometimes I think with making decisions, as long as you're okay with the outcome, no matter what it is, you're going to be fine. You can't get it wrong. As long as you're okay, like, you know, you're truly just like okay with that. But like with making decisions, so like I can give you like examples. Like it took me like a little bit when getting my new store, like I kind of like lean on my coach and people like that. And then I was like kind of listening to like what my dad was saying and like my friends, and like some people said some really dumb stuff, like, you know, are you sure you want to grow this fast? And like, don't, like, isn't it, you know, wouldn't it be better if you just stayed small so like you don't become a target and think? I was like, oh my God, this just sounds wacky. So I was like, no, I was like, I decided that I wasn't listening to anyone else when I made my decision. I was like, what do I truly want? And I wanted a store. So I got a store, and it happened very quickly. And then from there, I grew my team very quickly. I was like, what do I want? And I was like, I want a thriving business and I want to employ people. So I started hiring people. And, you know, with my house, like I'm living in like kind of like my dream home. Like it was a home that was totally out of our budget. Like my husband was like, why are we wasting time even going to look at it? Like, this is just like a waste of time. Anyways, I was like, nope, this is our house. And he's like, Caitlin, that's like double our budget. Like, no, that's like ridiculous. And I could not get this house out of my head. So I was like literally manifesting, and I didn't know it was called manifesting at the time, really. Even I was kind of just like thinking about it all the time, picturing my kids running around the backyard and like having like drinks there with my friends and all this stuff. And, you know, like my mortgage broker was like, I don't see how this can even work. She's like, but I'll do my best. And then we actually were in competing offers. Some people had all cash offers, and you know, that's usually just like a given, they're going to win. And we didn't even have the down payment yet, all this stuff, but somehow we ended up with this house, you know, and we like moved in. It all happened very quickly. But it's like, I made that, once I made that decision that this was our house, even though everyone was like, I don't know how that can be your house. That's when things started happening. So with everything, I'm very quick. I'm like, I only see solutions. Obviously challenges pop up all the time. I'm always, as a business owner, there's always going to be something, whether you're dealing with staff or whatever, but it's like, just make a decision and be okay with what happens after that. You know, so I would say that would be one of the hows. And then in terms of like, I see with like this big, like, you know, leaping from 5 to 7, it's really just kind of, again, like back to the decisions and doing things with like confidence and, you know, feeling like, I don't know, like everything I'm doing is for like my growth, you know, it's like, you can't really go wrong there. So like, of course you're going to screw up at some point, but I don't even see them as screw ups. I see every challenge as an opportunity. Right. And so I think that just goes back to mindset. So when you ask how, it's like, I feel like the broad answer is mindset. Really. Of course, there's some strategy involved, like hiring the right people, doing your social media, posting this many, but I don't even think that all that really matters if your mindset isn't where it needs to be. Right. So like, if you want to go from making 5 figures to 7 figures, you need to shift your entire way of thinking. Like you cannot go in here thinking like, you know, if I hustle and like, you know, work my butt off and make sure I have 10 posts a day and reach out to this many, do this many cold calls and whatever, you're going to take a very long time to get there. I think you can still get there if you think you will, but it's going to take you a long ass time. So it really comes down to mindset. And I wish there was more like details and like strategy that I could say, like, here's a step-by-step. But honestly, like when, and I'm sure you do this too, like when coaching, you're not there with like a step-by-step exact plan. I would like, a lot of it is based on like mindset. Like when I'm coaching my mastermind clients, I'm like, you know, these are all your goals and we're going to reach them. And the how is by taking all these blocks out, removing your judgments about yourself and, you know, knowing that you can't control external circumstances. You can control how you respond to them. And that's how we're going to get there. Right.
Like, yeah. I think too, it's like your mindset is the foundation of the action. Yeah. You know, it's the foundation of the action. So, mm-hmm. I think, and you're a mom. So how is that? I know I have a lot of listeners that are mompreneurs. So how is it like juggling? How is it like juggling a $1 million business and being a mom? What kind of advice can you give to some other mompreneurs? And then we're going to close with some hot seat questions.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay. So yes, of course, like, I'm a mom. But I feel like the biggest thing with me is that I am not afraid to ask for help and to take help when needed. I have a very big support system between like my parents. They're retired and I'm very, very fortunate. I know not everybody has that, but they help out a lot with the grandkids. And my husband, he like worked in construction for like, you know, since I've known him. But one of my like goals and part of my vision was that he was going to be a stay-at-home dad. Like he wanted that. I wasn't like forcing him into it. Like, you know, he's like the best dad ever. So, you know, I was like, okay, this is in order for me to reach my goals, this is kind of what needs to happen. And so we kind of made that decision. He was kind of like, are you sure we can do this? Like, I'm the finance person in the family. So he's kind of like, do we have enough money to do this? And so I'm just like, well, either way, we're doing it. So it's having a support system and really just like leaning on people. The other thing too is like, I had this like huge internal struggle with myself with like hiring my first employee. That's like, I feel like something that a lot of small business owners can relate to probably is hiring out and delegating, but you cannot expand your business doing it all yourself. It's just not even possible. Like whether it's hiring an assistant or like manager or something like that, just to get you going. Once you hire that first person, everyone else comes a lot easier. But it's really like advice would be to delegate, whether that's like housework, like getting a cleaner, to help you so you can like focus on other tasks that actually make you money versus cleaning, you know, like investing in things like HelloFresh or like delivery meal services to help make your life easier. These are all things that I had to overcome and be like, you know, like I used to be like, oh, well, I can cook, I can clean, I can run my business, I can print shirts in my basement by myself and be a mom and a wife all at the same time. I can save so much money by just doing it all myself. But that doesn't make me money. That just like makes me exhausted and hate my life. So I think like my biggest advice would be to just lean on others for help when you need it. And acknowledging that, like, yes, while you can physically do it all, does that align with your vision and your goal? Like, you know, being a mom and an entrepreneur is, that's like two big like hats to wear. Like, you know, that's, that can be, being an entrepreneur on its own is hard enough. And then you throw in some kids and, you know, it gets like, it can get tangly. So it's really just kind of like, you know, delegating out tasks so that you can kind of only do the tasks that you want to do and that help you propel towards your goal a lot quicker.
I love that. I love that. You're amazing. Absolutely amazing. I love it. Are you ready for some hot seat coaching?
I don't know. I like, oh God. Okay. Every time I do this on a call, I'm like, ah.
Oh no, they're fun questions. They're okay. Just like fun, like get to know you questions. Fun, okay. Get to know you questions. Okay. So actually, wait, I have one more question. Share with the audience. What do you mean by, because I mean, they hear me talk about it all the time, but I think it's really important for people to hear it from a different perspective and from somebody else. What does it mean by being on a different frequency, a different energy frequency? You mentioned that with mindset. You mentioned it with mindset and you said expansion and being on a different frequency. What does that actually mean? How can someone tap into that?
Okay, so this is, I'm like, I just assume everyone knows. So like, we usually, when I talk about it, I'm like, it's with people that already know that, because that's like, yeah. But it's basically just being on like the same level, like the same, like to me, I mean, it could mean something different to people, but like getting on the same level, right? Like with my husband and stuff, I feel like I, like when I was attracting, like say like a life partner or whatever, it's like, I have like this like criteria of like, you know, kind of like expectations and how things are, you know, going to be. Like I wanted someone on the same frequency, someone on the same page as me type thing. Right. And my husband and I are on like the same page with a lot of things, because otherwise I feel like that just wouldn't work. Like if we weren't, like he would fall off and like off the frequency and it just wouldn't work out. And I feel like that's why sometimes relationships don't work out, because they're not on the same page with things. They're not on the same level. And then like, in terms of like, you know, getting on another frequency with like up-leveling your life. So it's like, I feel like there's like low vibration frequencies where you're just kind of like negative and you're feeling like, you know, just not, oh my God, this is such a weird thing to explain, but like, you're just like not feeling like positive or like expansion or all these positive feelings. Like you're kind of just like vibrating low. You're sort of just like, you know,
sometimes you don't even realize that you're being negative. I know. Yeah. I pulled that out from a couple of my clients that I've been coaching, and they're like, no, I'm a really positive person. And I've had to go back and like, show them the difference. You know, it's.
Right. And then like, obviously like a high level frequency is like, you're just like thriving. Like things are easy. Like there's like no resistance. You're kind of just, you know, things are easy, enjoyable, flowing, and you're just like high vibing.
You're like, high vibing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's such a weird term. Sorry. I keep saying
that. It's very deep. And what I've noticed is that a lot of people have different concepts of it. And I think it's really important to, and I think there are a lot of different answers for it, and there are a lot of different concepts for it. And so I was just really interested to hear your concept of it, because I think it's different for everybody. And how I explain it might not be a way that someone would relate to it, but how you explain it, it might be someone would relate to that, you know?
Yeah. Like I feel like Bob Proctor kind of talks about like the party line, like, you know, that party line, like back, I'm too young for that, but back in the day there was like 50 people on one phone line or something like that. They like 50 families or something would have to share like one phone line. And like, he like talked about how they like didn't really realize that, like, you know, by having separate phone lines, like you could connect directly to that person you actually want to talk to versus like kind of like getting mixed up in like this other frequency that 50 people are like tuning to. I don't know. There was like an analogy about it.
Interesting. But
I was like, yeah. It's in this, like, it's in this book, I think, or like Change Your Paradigm.
Okay.
You read these books?
I've read one of his books. I've not read that book.
Yeah. So like he does talk about frequencies and kind of just like, but it's like such, like you said, a deep term where it's like, it's like that woo woo thing again, where it's like kind of hard to explain. It's like, I just know that they're out there and I can feel them because when I'm around certain people.
Oh yeah.
Like say like being on a call with you, I feel like it's so easy to chat with you. And like we connected really easily and quickly. There was no like, you know, there was no resistance. It was just like, oh my God, I get you. You get me. But then there's people out there who are like, oh my God, I don't even know like what to relate to you on. There's people who, you know, only want to talk about COVID or politics or like religion or like things like that. And you're just like, oh my gosh. Like, and then once you start talking about like higher level things, they just don't get like, they can't connect with you.
No.
So like to me, that would be like the different frequencies. Like we're on a good frequency together, but there's other people that I'm not, like, I can't be on a good frequency with because we just aren't on the same level, right?
Frequency. Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's a perfect example. Perfect example. Okay. Let's have fun questions now. We need fun questions. Okay. Who is your favorite designer?
Louis Vuitton.
Ah, okay. Louis Vuitton. Where was your last trip?
Dominican Republic. I just got back.
Ooh, nice. Dominican. What is your horoscope sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Ah, happy birthday. When's your birthday? It's coming up.
February 10th.
February 10th?
Yep.
Awesome. Do you know your Enneagram number?
I'm a 3 for sure.
3. I would have said you were a 3. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like through and through a 3. I always say that. I have so much fun with that. I'm like, I think you're a 5. I think you're a 6.
I know. I have so much fun with that too. And what is your favorite food?
Oh my God. What is my favorite food? Oh geez. I feel like sushi, but only like certain types of sushi. I'm like, I love sushi. I'll never get sick of it, but there's like, I don't like certain kinds of it.
Got it. And let's see, let's do one more. What was the last thing you purchased?
Oh my God. What was the last thing I purchased? Probably something for the baby. That or like, oh my God, hang on. I'll tell you now if you actually want to know. Oh, never mind. It was gold flatware, like spoons.
Oh. 'Cause I got
and I want it anymore. Yeah.
I love it. Cool. This has been a joy. Thank you so much for being on. Explain where people can find you. And I just want to say, you guys have to go check out her store. She makes the cutest shirts. What is, so explain the CEO shirts because they're awesome. I have to buy one. but what is your shirt? I think you're wearing one right now, aren't you?
Yeah. This one just says, I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. Hashtag manifested it. Obviously like kind of inspired by the Ariana Grande song.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I always say that, like we have keychains and stuff that say that. I'm like, oh my God, I see it. I like, and like, I do like, that sounds like, not trying to sound like a brat. Like I always get what I want, but like, really, you know,
yeah.
Anything that I've kind of manifested has really like come true in some way. So I feel like I needed to have this as part of the collection. And a lot of people have been loving this one because they kind of, you know, feel the same way. And they like, even just wearing it on a shirt is like, I'm like a master manifester. I get to wear that on a shirt. And then the CEO mindset one just has like the logo. I feel like that's quickly where the brand is kind of moving towards. Cause like, you know, it's like anyone can wear that. Cause it's not just saying you're a CEO. It's like, you have the mindset of a CEO, whether you have a business or not, whether you're the CEO of a company or not, like, you know, that whole mindset of like working from being like a CEO. And then I've also got Aligned, which I love, which it just says, yeah, aligned across the chest. And it's like, you know, when you feel in alignment, like that's like the best feeling ever. Like when you're doing things that are just like on the right frequency.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Alignment. Yeah.
So there's a few, I feel like I'm missing something. But yeah, you can check those out on the website, saltwaterdesignsnl.com. And there's like a collection there called like the CEO collection. You can check that out. There's also the Saltwater Collective line, which came out last year. And that's more like meditation, like mindset, like happy mind, happy life, sayings like that. So they're more like spiritual. And then the other part of my business is very niche, but it's the biggest part of my business. It's like based on the culture of Newfoundland, which I don't know if you're aware, but like the Newfoundland culture is very like European. Most people here have either Irish or English roots, and it's almost like Ireland, but not in Ireland. It's like, you know, the accents and things like that are very similar. The kind of like the way of thinking and things like that. So, a lot of the shirts have Newfoundland inspired sayings, which are like, they kind of have like their own language here. So, yeah. So that's on the website, saltwaterdesignsnl.com. And you can check out our Instagram page, saltwaterdesignsnl. And all the products are on there. And then my CEO page for like coaching and inspiration, things like that, is caitlinknowsworthy_CEO.
I love it. Thank you so much. It was truly a pleasure having you on. You guys, go check her out. And I will see you guys on the next episode. And if you want to step into your higher self and build a million-dollar brand, my epic millionaire mastermind is currently open. Join myself and millionaires herself, my coach, Kathleen Cameron, on a 6-month exclusive transformational journey where you will remove limitations that are currently holding you back and gain clarity on the exact step-by-step process on how to think, act, do, and celebrate, of course, like a millionaire. You can go to the link in the show notes to learn more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Millionaire Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, found it inspiring, helpful, and motivating, take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at @themillionairebabe_, and share on Instagram. And just for sharing, our team will send you a free business audit to help you get started in building the business of your dreams. Or to learn more about how to work with me, go to our website at www.briannamichellecoaching.com. I'll see you on the gram.